When GlobalFoundries takes over IBM's semiconductor plant in Essex Junction, employees there will become part of a young company that has grown rapidly since it was established 5 years ago. This week, GlobalFoundries held an open house at its Malta, New York facility. Company officials said the Vermont plant will be an important part of the new organization, as VPR's Steve Zind reports.
The IBM facilities in Vermont and East Fishkill, New York, will join a network of 8 GlobalFoundries fabrication plants, or fabs, that currently employ more than 13,000 people. The Malta, New York plant is the newest GlobalFoundries fab, with 2,500 workers and plans to expand. Tom Caulfield is the plant's general manager and a senior vice president at GlobalFoundries. Speaking before the open house, Caulfield sought to dispel concerns that there would be any significant changes in Essex Junction in the next 4 or 5 years. He explained that acquiring IBM's Vermont plant gives GlobalFoundries expertise, intellectual property, and products it doesn't currently have.
We didn't buy these assets to say, oh, we're going to just shut them down. We bought them to run them and make them profitable.
The word buy may be a misnomer. In the deal announced last week, IBM agreed to pay GlobalFoundries $1.5 billion to take the plants. Caulfield says GlobalFoundries' size as a semiconductor manufacturer gives it an economy of scale and the ability to meet demand that IBM didn't have with its more limited production capacity.
One of the biggest drawbacks to the business that the Burlington team had is they had more demand than capacity. Now we can build some of that not only in Burlington, but in our other factories as well.
Asked about the possibility of moving the higher-paying engineering and research and development jobs from Essex Junction, Caulfield said that wouldn't be prudent or useful. Roger Kay is a tech industry analyst whose clients include GlobalFoundries customers and IBM. Kay says only a handful of companies are making semiconductors today, and investments in GlobalFoundries by the Emirate of Abu Dhabi have enabled it to grow. He believes the Essex plant will benefit from that growth.
GlobalFoundries is saying, we want it, we can make use of it, we think we can turn it around and make money with it. That's a lot more positive message. So I think that the locals should actually be somewhat reassured by the messages that are coming out of GlobalFoundries.
The transfer of IBM semiconductor manufacturing plants to GlobalFoundries is expected to take place next year after approval by the federal government. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.